You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com. and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you my top apps for Instagram. Of course, most of what you need to do on Instagram can be done right within the app. Even a lot of my text posts that I post on my Instagram feed, I actually create right on Instagram using Instagram Stories or the Instagram Stories Create mode, which actually makes it really simple to create and edit and change the format and add pictures and GIFs to a simple text post. So honestly, a lot of what you need, you already have if you have the Instagram app. But of course, there are some apps that I like to use and that I've picked up over the last few years that makes certain things on Instagram just go a little bit smoother, maybe look a little bit better, sound a little bit better, or just generally make your life easier. So without further ado, today's Quick Tip Tuesday is the apps that you need for Instagram. First, let's talk about reels or videos that you're posting on Instagram. This goes for IGTVs as well. My personal favorite editing app is called InShot. That's InShot. And also, I should note that most of these apps, there are Android versions of them. Some of them you might have to find basically a lookalike if you're on Android. I am on iPhone, so I can only speak to the using platform of Apple devices. InShot makes mobile video editing super easy. It was designed specifically for mobile video. When you edit in InShot, it keeps your videos in vertical format, which is ideal for reels, IGTVs, TikToks, things like that. So it's awesome, super user-friendly, and there's a ton of cool features that you can use to really customize your videos and take them to the next level. So InShot is my personal favorite video editor. My mom, her favorite video editing software or app is called Video Leap, which is also a really popular one, has a ton of different customization. And really, I think you can't go wrong with InShot or Video Leap. It's really just whatever you prefer, whatever is a little bit easier for you to use, I'd go with that one. Besides those two external video editing apps, I really like to edit right in Instagram Reels. I think that once you learn how to use Reels, it's really intuitive and it's really simple to have the text pop up at certain times and things like that. But there are some missing capabilities, like the voiceover feature is still not perfect. The ability to add kind of the Siri spoken text, that's still not an option on Reels. And so for the flip side of that, I also like using TikTok to edit some of my videos as well. I think that the trimming of the actual videos is a little bit tougher on TikTok, but I do think that TikTok has some cool options in terms of the Siri spoken text option and just a few other features and filters that you can add with TikTok. Now let's talk about the actual recording of your videos or the taking of your pictures. What do you need? What kind of camera is best for your social media images? What kind of camera do you need for Instagram? Drumroll, please. Nothing. You don't need a special camera. You don't need fancy equipment. In all honesty, 100% of the content that you see on my Instagram, my TikTok, and honestly, even my YouTube is recorded with my phone. What's the best camera? Whatever camera you have access to. And honestly, most of us don't need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on a new professional camera. And a lot of times people have noticed that if you try to post a picture on Instagram that was taken with one of these super high resolution professional cameras, it starts to get kind of blurry because Instagram has to compress it to send that image across social media and to thousands of people. And so it gets kind of blurry and fuzzy. And so honestly, the best camera is whatever camera is closest and most available to you. And if you're listening to this right now, honestly, the best camera you have is probably what you're listening on. It's probably your smartphone. The vast majority of smartphones have a HD camera, which is plenty high enough resolution to take all of your pictures and videos for Instagram, for Reels, for TikTok, for IGTV, all of that. I love recording just in my built-in phone's camera. Sometimes I'll record right on TikTok. Sometimes I'll record right on Instagram Reels. But honestly, there's no need to invest in a special camera to take your social media content up to the next level. I think that your phone is plenty. Let's talk about photo editing apps now. I don't do a ton of photo editing, but here's the three that I will recommend. VSCO, which is VSCO, stands for the Visual Supply Company. That's a super popular app for minor adjustments, filters, filter packs, things like that. Snapseed is also a really popular one. I like Snapseed because there's a really cool feature on Snapseed that allows you to remove parts of the image that you might not want. So let's say there's, you know, a fire alarm in the background and you want to, you know, just take that little circle out of the background of your image. You can very easily do that. Or let's say you're taking a picture outside and you can kind of see someone's head popping up from a mile away in the background. You can very quickly edit that out using Snapseed, and its artificial intelligence will figure out what's in the image and how to best move stuff around and basically delete unwanted objects from your image. So Snapseed, super cool. And then honestly, just the phone's built-in photo editing. So when you go to your camera roll, and this is on iOS or Android, most phones have the ability to just make slight minor edits to your photos, whether it's, you know, turning up the exposure, turning down the brightness, increasing the sharpness, turning down the saturation. You can do lots of minor adjustments to make your photos look just a little bit better right from your phone's camera roll without downloading any additional apps. Now, let's talk about closed captioning apps. Closed captioning is huge for two reasons. Number one, and most importantly, accessibility. A lot of people watch your videos with their sound off. A lot of people who use social media are deaf or hard of hearing. A lot of people use social media at times where they can't have their sound on. And so for that reason, you want to make your content accessible to all by adding closed captions whenever possible. Fortunately, now most social media companies are making it easier than ever for us to use closed captions. Instagram recently rolled out the captions sticker on Instagram stories. So after you record your IG stories, you can just tap on that caption sticker and it will automatically add closed captions for you. TikTok also has an automatic generated captions feature, which has recently been rolled out. IGTVs on Instagram, those can automatically be closed captions, but sometimes they're not perfect. Sometimes I don't always trust the computer to accurately hear what I'm saying and decipher my Southern California accent. So sometimes I do like to use these apps that I'll recommend to you to add closed captions to my videos. Number one is Mix Captions, M-I-X, and then the word captions. It is a paid app, so you have to pay for your closed captions, but I like the way it adds the closed captions. There's a fair amount of customization, so I can move the text around, change the color, I can change words if it misheard me, and it's relatively inexpensive. I think it's a few cents per minute of closed captioning, so Mix Captions is pretty good. InShot also has a closed caption feature where it can automatically closed caption your videos, or you can type out closed captions and have them pop up at certain times. And then, of course, right within Instagram Reels, you could always type out your own closed captions and then just have the text pop up at the time that you are saying whatever it is that you want to caption. My next apps that I want to recommend to you are apps specifically for text posts. Of course, like I said earlier, Instagram Stories is great for creating quick, simple, easy, fast text posts. Instagram Stories is definitely the way to go there. But some other ways to create text posts, one that I love is Twitter. And you might be a little bit confused, wait, how can I edit text posts on Twitter? Basically, you wouldn't be editing a text post, you would just be tweeting. And it's really popular. I'm sure you've seen it on Instagram. People who tweet things, they tweet quotes, they tweet, you know, some sort of short educational phrase or motivational statement, whatever. And then you just take a screenshot of your tweet, and those are performing really well on Instagram. Not exactly sure why, but it's been about a year now that Twitter screenshots of tweets are performing well as, you know, kind of pseudo text posts on Instagram. So that might be a reason for you to reopen your Twitter account or re-download it and create a new profile on Twitter. Besides that, some apps that I love for text posts is WordSwag. WordSwag has a ton of different word and font options and a lot of different backgrounds to choose from, as well as free images. So WordSwag is great for most text posts. And then, of course, the classic Canva. Unfortunately, I don't love the Canva mobile app. So I am a big fan of Canva on desktop. I love using Canva on my computer. But sometimes you're in a pinch. Sometimes you're trying to create a text post fast or create a graphic on the fly when you're out and about. And I just don't love the user experience on Canva's mobile app. So that's why for text posts, I prefer to use WordSwag, Instagram Stories, or just screenshot tweet. Feel free to check out any of the apps that I recommended today. Try them out for yourself, and maybe you'll love them, maybe you'll hate them. But either way, don't feel tied to the recommendations that I made. Just because I use a certain app or any of the other creators you listen to or entrepreneurs who you follow, just because they use a certain app doesn't mean that you have to. Don't get sucked into the energy or the idea that you have to use what everyone else is using. Don't fall for the FOMO, so to speak. Use whatever app works best for you. Use whatever apps and websites and softwares and systems help you be as fast, efficient, and as effective as possible with creating your content, sharing your content, and planning your content for social media. Ultimately, that's the end goal, is just to make your life easier. And in all honesty, I know I've said it a few times now, most of these social media apps are constantly trying to make your lives easier anyways. I mean, I can remember just a few months ago that you needed a captions app for Instagram, but now Instagram has updated to allow you to just press the return bar and create white spaces in your caption without having to rely on some special formatting Instagram captions app. Also, the ability to add closed captioning to your videos on Instagram and on TikTok is relatively new, and I think that's going to phase out the need for a mobile closed captioning app. So most of these platforms are making it as easy for us to use them as possible, making it so that we don't have to download additional apps. But really, ultimately, figure out what works best for you, what allows your life to be the easiest, and roll with those. And as always, happy networking.